Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the dynamic, liberating energies of Uranus. Specifically, we're going to talk about Uranus in your natal astrology chart and the energies it brings forth for you to embrace and work with in this lifetime. We've been doing a series about the different planets in your natal chart. You can find the full playlist over on YouTube under Learning More About Your Natal Astrology Chart. That's the name of the playlist. And this is to help you hone in on more specifics, learn more about your chart, and perhaps get some more insights into who you are and your unique energies. So I'm picking up on where we've left off in this series, and we're going to take a look at Uranus. Now, Uranus is quite fascinating because it is the planet of being a true individual. It's very unique. It's rebellious. It wants to do its own thing. It doesn't want walls or barriers or even boundaries. It's important to understand these broader themes around Uranus because I'm going to go through each of the 12 astrological signs and discuss how this energy shows up through each sign. Now, transiting Uranus takes about 84 years to go around every astrological sign. Uranus spends about 7 years or so in each astrological sign. And it is what's known as a generational planet. The generational planets are Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and they are slower moving energies, slower moving planets that tend to work with generations of people. So when you were born, chances are that many people in your school or in your same grade, in your same age group, all have the same Uranus energies, which then provides a theme for that generation, helps us to understand more about how they are progressing humanity forward. Uranus is a very progressive sign. It's about taking us to the next level, going beyond the bounds and what we thought were limitations. So Uranus is actually after Saturn and after the asteroid belt. And we talked about Saturn previously. Saturn is where we have to focus, put in energy, put in work. Saturn is where we can experience challenges and restrictions. And so the next planet is very fascinating in that Uranus wants to break us out of those restrictions, wants us to, yes, do our work and be aware of our commitments. But this is the part of you that really wants to be free, really is here to expand, to awaken, and to understand more of what's possible for you to really embrace in yourself as an individual. Uranus allows us to understand that even though we are connected to others in our age group, in our generations, in our families, that the world is filled with billions and billions of people, Uranus is here to help us hone in on how we are unique sources of light, unique sources of energies. And where the planet shows up in your natal chart, especially by house position, is where you really want to do your own thing and go your own way. It's where you don't want to be held back. It's where you can be unpredictable. You can be unexpected. You can feel chaotic, or this part of your life can feel chaotic. This can be where there's a lot of uncertainty at times, where you don't know where to plant your feet or what is steady ground. Uranus is all about the spiraling cycles of energies that we're here to harness and work with, while understanding that we're also responsible for all of our energy and how that energy affects others. So Uranus is really opening us up to the truth of who we are, and it can help us break out of conditioning or programming. It can help you break away from what society expects of you, what your family expects of you, what you expect of yourself. Uranus is where you're really an individual and you're meant to follow a true path. And one example that comes to mind could be that you maybe were conditioned or expected to go to college or go to graduate school, or there was something that your parents ingrained in you about what is valuable, what is important in life, and maybe you need to go to college in order to be successful. And this is, of course, a form of conditioning. It's also a value system that some people have, others do not have. And Uranus is saying, well, actually, maybe I can go my own way, do my own thing. I don't have to be quote unquote traditional. I don't have to follow a known path, or maybe I don't want to do that because that's not who I am. I don't want to go to a university structure, or I don't want to perhaps be committed to something for 4 years. I want to follow this other path, whether that is an apprenticeship or a trade school or going into a different form of employment that is brand new to you. Uranus is also the entrepreneur. It's where we want to figure it out as we go. Again, the freedom to do your own thing and to follow your own path. So wherever this Uranus energy is in your chart is where you are going to feel this restlessness. Perhaps, again, that rebellion, that sense of no one can tell me what to do because this is what I know I want to do. This is the correct path for me. And how do I work with this energy? How do I honor this in myself? And understand that what I choose is going to interact and affect other people, but I can't limit myself. I can't hold back who I am for the sake of others. So I'm going to briefly go through all 12 astrological signs and talk about how Uranus is supporting you in your soul growth and how it's showing you more of who you are as a unique being. The Uranus energy is also supporting you in independence. And so as it comes through each astrological sign, these are areas of life where perhaps you've had to be more independent, or you've had lessons or experiences around what it means to be independent through this astrological sign and through the house placement of natal Uranus. So Uranus in Aries, this is a very fast-moving energy. It is very motivated and independent, and it tends to do things quickly. This is the energy of a fast burn. Uranus in Aries very much wants to have its own thing going on. I may have a desire to be physically active on a regular basis. There's a lot of energy that needs to move. But this is also the energy of a pioneer, doing something differently, doing something in a new way, the maverick, those who are here to try something and to have the courage to follow it on their own terms. So Uranus in Aries is bringing forth independence. It's bringing up, what do you need to do to honor in yourself who you are, what is true for you, and what allows you to be yourself. Now, at this time on the planet, those born with Uranus in Aries, there could be strong reactions to authority figures or to anyone trying to tell this individual what to do, because there is such a strong desire to follow your own path and to really trust where you feel excited, inspired, and where there is a natural tendency to go your own way. This could also be a lifetime where you are free or feel independent for the first time. This is where there was something chosen at a soul level to truly experience life in a new way, to begin a new adventure, and to see something in yourself with more courage. So Uranus in Aries is very action-oriented, very dynamic, has a lot of energy, and definitely needs to do things its own way, especially in the house where natal Uranus in Aries resides. Those born with Uranus in Taurus could experience a lot of fluctuation in their life around finances. This is where you are looking at your issues around self-value, self-worth, and what you believe is possible. However, Uranus wants freedom and change, but Taurus is very resistant to change. Taurus prefers to understand what is stable and reliable and will actually push back on change. So there could be this internal push-pull with natal Uranus in Taurus around stability and security. And there could be issues in your life around how to feel secure within yourself as life changes unfold. Uranus in Taurus is here to help your soul advance in self-acceptance and self-worth, that it's not anything outside of you that determines your value, and it certainly isn't something about money or finances or what you own, what you buy, or how you appear. Uranus in Taurus is reconnecting you to a stronger energy force of loving who you are as is and knowing that you're worth it, and that in fact, the changes that happen can be very liberating and very good for your heart. They can open you up to more of what matters to you that maybe you didn't see before. So Uranus can reveal our blind spots. Uranus in Gemini is often very smart, a quick thinker. This is the energy of having brilliant understandings because that Gemini energy is mental, it's fast moving, and it enjoys stimuli. So Uranus in Gemini is often a gifted communicator. When the energy can be grounded, when you can understand what's happening and what's coming through, Uranus in Gemini needs ideas, needs multiple ideas, needs a lot going on. Also needs a way to relax the mind and relax the nervous system. But at a soul level, Uranus in Gemini is bringing through new ideas, new ways of viewing itself and viewing the world. It also really wants to be involved in any form of communication, perhaps teaching, learning, reading, writing, all these areas that Gemini rules. Uranus brings in a faster pace. So you need a space to be in charge of your ideas, to allow the new ideas to come through and be expressed, where you don't have to hold them back. And also the understanding that you're meant to bring through things that haven't been done before. You're meant to see things differently and to offer new solutions, new ways of expressing those very strong mental energies. You also need to practice being grounded and making sure that there isn't too much happening in your mind that creates overstimuli, anxiety, or again, is just too much on the nervous system. So there is a need here to harness the mind, but also to make the most of these very fresh ideas and new ways of seeing reality. Uranus in Cancer is associated with your emotional world, and perhaps when you were younger, there was an instability in your life, either in your home or with your mother. There could have been something very uncertain and unclear around how you felt. Cancer is about our inner world, our feelings, how we understand the messages of our emotional world, and it's also associated with home, real estate, mother, where you go at the end of the day as your own private retreat. This is the energy too of being clear on what emotions mean to you. So Uranus in Cancer could result in unexpected emotional outbursts because you haven't felt safe. There is a component of Cancer that needs safety. And perhaps, especially in your early childhood, you didn't feel safe. You didn't feel safe at home or in the world, or you didn't feel safe internally. So your journey in this lifetime is to look at how to trust yourself, how to hear your own messages, how to really understand what's happening within you and to not project it onto others. And that even when there are emotional roller coasters, there is a need here to really love and accept yourself, that you signed up for a bigger emotional experience in this lifetime. And to look at what you've been learning about how to be safe internally, that you can most definitely stabilize and hear your internal messages and be in charge of them without needing to rely on others or without expecting others to take care of you. So there is an energy here of emotional self-reliance with Uranus in Cancer, where maybe something when you were younger required you to be emotionally self-reliant. And then throughout your life, you've probably been giving opportunities to practice that or be aware of that theme, and also to build a home that is suitable for you, a home environment and a home life that is uniquely your own, that feels good to you. And maybe it's different than other people because of how Uranus is about being different, being unique, perhaps being rebellious. All of this would show up through your Cancer energies and also help you tap into what you carry with you internally that feels like home. Uranus in Leo is the energy of personal expression on your own terms, wanting to create, wanting to be seen, wanting to be recognized for who you are. But that Uranus energy brings in a component of doing something new, fresh, and different. It could be that you really were ahead of the curve on some things when you were younger, that there's something you were drawn to that was out of the norms. There was some type of expression or desire, something you wanted to practice that you were passionate about that maybe didn't fit in, so to speak, into your family, into your culture, into your local environment. Uranus in Leo needs space to create on its own terms and to do its own thing without being told what to do. Leo, being very proud, very strong, needs space in its life to have this outlet. This is a lifetime where you really wanted to be clear and strong in more of your own energy and what made you feel powerful in expressing it. Leo is also associated with children, with love and romance, and it could be that these areas of your life have been unpredictable. There's been a lot of changes or fast changes. If Uranus is in Leo, where maybe you fall in love quickly or something happens unexpectedly in terms of raising children or the family you create. So this energy is also supporting that in this lifetime, you're meant to have space to play, to have an outlet, to allow yourself to be childlike and to not be too serious about matters in the world, to come back to your heart and to have a place where you can freely let things out and know that your heart is energetically being rewired in this lifetime. That Uranus energy is bringing in electrical currents to love yourself, accept yourself, understand who you are, and to fully accept what is in your heart and what you need in order to understand more of who you are. Uranus in Virgo is here to bring in new solutions and new ways of healing to the world, to your community, and to your family. Uranus in Virgo is associated with how we problem solve, how we are efficient, how we make improvements. And the Uranus in Virgo generation is here to see things differently, to try something new. It brings in alternative healing practices. It brings in new ways of understanding Virgo systems and what we accepted, what we thought was status quo. Uranus in Virgo says, well, let's try it differently, and has a real dedicated effort to offering something new to humanity. How you can help others, how you can assist, heal, grow, develop, what you're here to see at a very minute level that others might miss. And that's because the Virgo energy is about specifics, the small steps, what works, what doesn't work. And this is really looking at what has been overlooked, and that Uranus energy wants to bring in a solution quickly. It wants to offer you something that is different, that is maybe oddball, that's something you just didn't see before. Now, the Virgo energies are about your physical health, are about your daily routines. Virgo energy is associated with the work we do in the world. And I found that a lot of Uranus in Virgo energies, people of this generation, maybe haven't found a place that is suitable for them long term for their work path. Meaning you've tried different things, you've explored, you've thought, do I go here? Do I fit here? Where can I be of service? And that Uranus in Virgo keeps the energy going. And it's like you at a soul level chose to have multiple job experiences, multiple ways to be of service. And this isn't only in the professional realm. This could be with your family. This could be with your friends. This could be other areas of life where Uranus in Virgo has been unstable at times, but has also allowed you to accumulate more information about your gifts, what you like, what you don't like, and what you're drawn to. So this Uranus and Virgo energy has been giving you opportunities to test and try different things, and it's helping you hone in on what is correct for you, what feels satisfying, what feels good, what feels like you're really offering something back. So this is a part of your life where your soul came in to ask you to be flexible, to be open to new experiences, to try different things, but then also be aware of how you can offer something new and different that's very needed and perhaps even ahead of its time. So it's truly alternative medicine, alternative healing practices, doing something new in the workplace, offering new solutions. It's a very interesting energy. And I know that many have this strong placement because you also have perhaps Pluto in Virgo, along with Uranus in Virgo. And so that's very revolutionary energy, making the Virgo area of your chart one of big changes and transformation throughout your life. Uranus in Libra energies is about learning about the self and what you need through relationships, through partnerships, through cooperation. And those born with Uranus in Libra may have had some very dynamic, interesting relationships in your life that revealed more to you about who you are, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. If you have that Uranian energy of independence and freedom, you could have a push-pull with partnerships. It could be that you've learned what you want in relationships and what you don't want, and that you can't be held back. There's a part of yourself that doesn't want to be restrained, and that Uranus and Libra energy can also be quick breakups, fast lessons, like things happening unexpectedly where the partnership, the cooperation is over, but then there's new ones that come in, because everything with Uranus is fast moving. It's electrical. It has a sense of very dynamic, very exciting, very unexpected, almost like you could have unexpected relationships, unexpected encounters with other people. But the way that they're going to last or how they're going to work for you is if you still have freedom to be yourself. So the relationship areas of your chart is where this Uranus energy comes up. And this is where it's very important to understand who you are and what you need so that you're bringing forth the best possible expectations and that you're being truthful with who you are and what you want in these partnerships. And other people will know that you maybe need more space or that you perhaps don't want to do anything traditional, because Uranus is a planet of revolution, of liberation, of awakening. And there could be some new relationship arrangements. There could be some new things that work for you with other people. Now, Libra is how you share energy with others. And so it could be that you appear to others as being erratic, unexpected, or unreliable. So keep in mind that when we share our energies with others, they're picking up on who you are and your own patterns and how you appear. And it could be very beneficial to just let people know more about what you need for a healthy relationship to work with you. Libra is also about business partnerships. It's about how we interact with those around us. And there could be something here within you that you've learned about the types of people that are best for you. For example, you need to work with others who also need their independence, who also need their freedom, and those are the kinds of relationships that last. You'll want to look at the house placement of your natal Uranus to understand where this energy comes most alive for you and where you experience it in your own world and through other people. Uranus in Scorpio is the energy of a deep transformation in this lifetime, where you as an individual could have experienced multiple parts of your life changing, transforming, and perhaps even dying, so to speak, energetically, because it's no longer the truth of who you are. Uranus in Scorpio is asking you to look at the truth of who you are, to trust yourself, and to be very conscious of how you share with others. That Scorpio energy wants to connect emotionally, wants to connect intimately, wants to really dig in and get to the heart of other people, but also of yourself. That Uranus energy wants freedom, doesn't want to be trapped, doesn't want to be locked in. So there could be a push-pull here in how you relate to others. And that Uranus in Scorpio is asking you to really trust your gut, to trust how you feel, to trust your intuition, and to not give your power away in any form. And Uranus in Scorpio is interesting in that you're learning how to maintain your individual sense of sovereignty, how you're understanding who you are and what you cannot compromise. And that's because Scorpio is an all or nothing energy. And so there's a sense here of I can't compromise who I am for anyone else or anything else. And this is where you're also going to tap into a passion. And Scorpio is about the passion, and Uranus is about what you do with that passion, how you express it, how you give space for it in your own life. So that Uranus in Scorpio energy wants the freedom to be itself, but is also learning that you can trust other people, but make sure that you're trusting yourself and you're trusting your feelings and what's coming up for you. And in fact, the Uranus energy is going to feel very strong and healthy once it has a passion that it wants to focus on, that it really has a desire for something. This could be a hobby, an activity, something in your career, something in your profession, something about yourself that you really want to grow and develop in this lifetime. That Uranus in Scorpio is reminding you that you can do this, but that it's important to allow things to shift and change so that they can continue to grow in your life. Uranus in Sagittarius is all about freedom, independence, and wanting to do something on your own terms and in your own time. Sagittarius is very positive, uplifting, adventurous. It can also be restless, flaky, and inconsistent. Bringing in Uranus means that you don't want to be tied down. And so this can be very exciting in terms of what you want to experience in your life, but it can also work against you, especially in areas of your life where you need to be consistent, you need to show up, you need to be responsible. So Uranus in Sagittarius is looking at how it can honor itself and its unique energy to be untethered, but also needing to have some form of stability and reliability because others are going to need you to show up and they're going to need to count on you. Uranus in Sag has big dreams, big adventures, big things that it wants to do in the world. And it can be very inspiring, especially as a visionary, especially as seeing what there is to learn in the world. And there could be parts of your life that are always about learning. You're always about growth and expansion and what can I see over here and what can I do over there? And you need a healthy outlet in your life for this part of yourself. So as always, you're going to look at whichever house Uranus in Sagittarius resides in your natal chart. And this is where you're going to be constantly inquisitive in your life, where you're going to want to understand more, learn more, keep growing in your knowledge and in your experiences, but you'll have to make sure that you're able to ground these energies too, so that you're not going off on multiple tangents in multiple directions and nothing is ever really learned. It's just something that you experienced and then it drifts away. Uranus in Sagittarius has the ability to really gather a lot of wisdom in this lifetime. And it's that wisdom that then guides you, that helps you navigate a more fulfilling life. It could be very beneficial for you to always have an adventure that you're planning or always have something that you're moving towards that inspires you, whether that is something for the short term or for the long term. There could be a part of your life where you're always wanting to think higher or go into something new and different and bring about change. This is an energy that's really good with change. So therefore, one of your challenges could be consistency. And again, making sure that you are reliable or that you do show up for the job. I mean, you could get hired on Monday and be gone by Friday because you're bored. So this is where you have to be aware of your own energies, of what you need, and to make sure that you have this independence in your life, that you can do things your own way, but in a way that's healthy for you and healthy for others. Uranus in Capricorn is here to change the structures of your life. And this is the energy where you could feel a calling to do something new and different or on your own terms. This brings in a bit of an earthquake energy to what you thought was clear or defined. Uranus wants to shake it up. And in Capricorn, this is often about career, profession, your purpose, and your mission in this lifetime. Uranus in Capricorn energies are here to do something different at a soul level in this lifetime. You're here to do something that contributes to what's happening in the world, but in a different way, in a new way. And this is something that you agreed to at a soul level, where it could be that your soul mission or your soul purpose feels very different, especially from your parents or from those who went before you. Uranus always brings in change. And in Capricorn, it could be that you feel like you don't know where you fit in a workplace, that this isn't giving you enough room or space. There's something about you that wants to be able to do it your own way. You could have issues with authority figures. You could have problems with a father or with understanding how to be a leader or do something on your own terms. That Capricorn energy is productive. It wants to be useful. It is good at managing many components. And this energy that you chose to come in with is asking you to try something new in this lifetime. So this could be the strong energy of entrepreneurship, of starting a different kind of business, of doing new kind of work, of following something where you are responsible for it. And maybe that's both exciting and scary. Uranus in Capricorn is looking at what you can offer that is fresh and different, but it's asking you to put it in a framework where you can be consistent, you can follow through on a commitment. So it's a bit like you need a lot of space to do your own thing in your own way, but the push-pull is that Capricorn wants boundaries. Capricorn has restrictions, and you could find yourself challenged by those limitations at times. Perhaps you feel really limited by something that a boss or manager wants you to do, or perhaps that there's a job title that you enjoy 80% of it, but the rest of it you don't want to bother with. So there's energy here that needs freedom. It needs space to roam. It needs a place where you're in charge of your own thing without destroying the hierarchy of structures, without being too rebellious for other people, or rather just being conscious of the parts of yourself that need more freedom. So this Uranus in Capricorn wants to do business in a new way. And at a deeper level, you as a soul chose to offer something new professionally, or perhaps you are here to really passionately follow more of your soul purpose, but you could have a variety of experiences that show you what it is and what it is not. Capricorn is the energy of maturing, and it could be that later in life, especially around any significant Saturn transits in your chart, that something concrete comes together. So it could be that in your younger years, you have many different professional experiences, things that you're really drawn to, and then you realize, oh, this isn't for me. But then as you go through your life, you start to get a new concrete vision of what calls to you, what is true for you, and where you can use your gifts in a way that gives you freedom without too many restrictions. Uranus in Aquarius is a very dynamic energy that brings future potentials into the present. Uranus is naturally at home in Aquarius, and this is a very creative and sparky energy. This is where there's a lot going through the mind, there's a lot of visions, there's a lot of things coming through that could be very invigorating. There's also the energy here of being quite rebellious or defiant, not wanting to be told what to do, wanting to fight against something, fight against an authority figure, fight against an institution or a structure. There's something here where this is really at a soul level, you want to do something beneficial for humanity, beneficial for your soul, but it could take time to figure out what that is and what that looks like. This is where you really need a full playground to release your energy and to express yourself. Uranus in Aquarius has very solid ideas, and perhaps others don't understand them yet. This is the energy of how communications affect the masses, such as social media, such as anything that is communicated on a wide scale. Uranus in Aquarius is going to be changing our technologies, bringing in new solutions to science, bringing in new technology advancements. This is the generation, again, it brings things from the future into our present reality. And it could feel like it's ridiculous, it doesn't make sense, it's very oddball, and then it takes time for us to adapt to these new potentials. Uranus in Aquarius is probably bored and could even have difficulties learning or grasping certain concepts or certain educational patterns, and that's because the mind is working on different levels. This is where there could be ADHD, for example, that is perhaps misdiagnosed simply because this is a generation that gets bored. They're bored easily. They're not interested in current curriculum or what others have to say or what others are teaching. They're bringing forward something new and different, and they need that level of stimuli. So if you have any kids born with Uranus and Aquarius, they're going to have different learning needs. They're going to want to understand things in a different way. They're going to need to be more expressive and invited to express their own thoughts and their own ideas. They are often very fast moving, and they're going to perhaps say things or want to do things that appear very different, very odd, almost like, what is happening here? I don't understand what they're needing. But they're needing to be different. They're needing to show us other ways of expressing and experiencing energies, and they need an outlet for their creativity. So Uranus in Aquarius is very much about how these people are developing their individual energies in this lifetime. They would benefit from any Aquarian tools that help them understand who they are. So Aquarius tools include astrology, numerology, human design, and numerous other ways to understand someone's unique energy and how they're different. So this generation is supposed to be different. They're supposed to be outside the mainstream, so to speak, because they're advancing humanity. They're bringing in new ideals, new solutions, new ways of experiencing themselves on the planet, and they need support for doing so. And then we have the Uranus in Pisces generation. And these are often very intuitive beings. That Uranus energy moves fast, and it taps into the Pisces energies of intuition, emotion, sensitivity, being aware of other realms and other dimensions. Uranus in Pisces is often a big dreamer, and that is, they have a need to go into fantasy worlds and other places to experience what else is out there in the form of energy. Uranus in Pisces needs some type of creative outlet. Perhaps it's through music, perhaps it's through art and doing something that allows them to tap into another world. This is also a generation that needs more alone time or private time in order to go into those spaces where they could daydream, they could fantasize, they could create worlds in their heads. This is various computer games that allow them to create a fantasy life. And that's very satisfying to the Uranus in Pisces generation, where they don't have to deal with reality. And that, in fact, could be an issue for them, especially as they mature and get older. They're going to be learning responsibility. They're going to be relearning about routines, what it means to take care of themselves physically, what it means to show up for a job and be responsible for themselves. They're going to need grounding. They're going to need a way to exist in the physical world when a part of them just naturally exists and blossoms in their fantasy world. You can help them with their intuition. You can help them know who they are. And I feel like this generation also needs to deeply connect with their own spiritual energy, that they need to connect to who they are at a soul level and to have support for being on the planet. This generation could feel like they don't fit in and that they don't belong. They could feel like misfits, that they have nowhere to go. That Pisces energy tends to float. It can feel rejected or abandoned very personally. And yet at a soul level, this individual came in to have a deep spiritual experience and to advance spiritually. Uranus is about advancements, and they're tapping into the Pisces energies of, what am I learning and what am I completing? There could be something about this lifetime where the Uranus in Pisces individual is moving through karmic experiences that they're completing at a soul level, that there's something they're unraveling in themselves and in their soul experiences. And again, anything that helps their spiritual growth can help them tap into those themes, such as hypnotherapy, Akashic records reading, past life readings, anything that shows them other lifetimes could help them piece together a fuller story and help them move through the spiritual lessons that they're here to experience in this lifetime. The Uranus energy is very dynamic and fast moving. Again, it's here to show you how you are individual, how you are different, how you are unique, how you are outside of the status quo. And so depending on how you learn those experiences and how you harness this energy is also going to help you tap into more of your own acceptance of self and understanding that this is a part of your life and a part of your chart where you're meant to be different. You're meant to be doing your own thing, going your own way, and having your own experiences. Once we understand these parts of ourselves and we open up to them, then we're really embracing more of who we are. Now, for everyone, we have what's known as a Uranus opposition in our early to mid 40s. This is when transiting Uranus opposes your natal Uranus and shows you more of who you are, reveals where you're not happy, shows you where you've stepped away from the truth of your individuality. It opens you up to what you need, to more of who you are. And it's where we have these disruptions in life, where if you've stepped away from who you really are, the Uranus opposition says, look at this from another angle. Look at more of how you're here to express yourself, where you've been out of balance. Perhaps it's even looking at the big life changes that you're now ready to make in your mid-40s that earlier in your life you weren't ready to make. So transiting Uranus has very dynamic conversations with your natal Uranus. And I do teach a course on transiting planets if you want to go into those energies and those cycles. And then I also have a playlist for you on YouTube about the significant lifetime transits in your life by decade. So you could look at how transiting Uranus is working with your natal Uranus in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. Because this transiting Uranus is basically sparking up the conversation with your natal Uranus and reminding you of who you are, what you need, where you're breaking out and being liberated from parts of yourself, parts of your world that have been too restrictive. So that is just a quick review of Uranus energies, especially in each of the 12 astrological signs. I hope it's helped you understand more of these energies in yourself, what to be aware of and what to look out for, and how to work with these energies while loving and accepting who you are. As always, I appreciate your time, energy, and presence in listening to this podcast. I will be back every Wednesday and Monday for a new episode. And again, you can find out more astrology themes, topics, and energies over on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you back here very soon.